Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from high atop the ice surface here at MTS Center. We welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. I'm your host, Drew Mindell, joined in the press box by my colleague, Richard Pollock. Michael Remus is the producer of this fine broadcast. Richard, first time we've been together to do one of these, and geez, it seems like a couple weeks at this point.
It is, Drew. I was talking to David about it. I think it's the Washington game.
No, I was in my seats for the Washington game.
Oh, that's right. And before that?
You know what? I can't remember that.
Is it the Dallas game?
Part of the problem with being 75 years old is that you have a poor short-term memory.
Yeah, it's been a while, so yeah. It's nice to be back.
Yes, exactly. And hopefully we'll just not spend any more time together after this evening.
Well, don't worry. This week looks like it's going to be a packed week of you and I, so I'm ready to get this thing over with as quickly as possible.
Sounds like a good deal to me. The Winnipeg Jets managed to get rid of this thing and get it over with as quick as possible also tonight, scoring four first-period goals. Just a huge explosion of offense that you don't expect to see from this Winnipeg Jets team. And I mean, the final score ended up being 5-0, but this game was over, you know, after 20 minutes.
Well, there's certain teams where you get a lead 4-0. Most teams in the league, you get a lead 4-0 and the game's over. The Jets probably a propensity sometimes to blow leads, but Nashville's not scoring 5 goals.
Well, that's what I said to when Ezzy and I were on with Rick Ralph in the second intermission show. I said 5 goals is Nashville's offense for about 2 or 3 games.
Yeah, I mean, it is, Drew. And you know, a team like that it's going to have to take chances and then gets away from what they do. And they're not. It's an unfamiliar territory, and teams in unfamiliar territories generally do not succeed. So you get an early lead, and then it was game over.
Absolutely. The Jets opened the scoring very quickly. 3:04 mark of the first period. Brian Little gets his first of two on the night. Mm-hmm. Assist to Andrew Ladd and Blake Wheeler. It's a 3-on-2 for the Jets. Ladd with the initial shot. Yeah. Brian Little picks up the rebound, sort of spins and sort of fires it, not blindly, but sort of fires it on net, and there's some traffic in front of Carter Hutton,
everything,
and
Little's,
it goes right through him.
Everything Little's doing this year is going in. He's played really well. He's probably been their best forward. Bad goal by Hutton. Screen or no screen, not a great shot. It goes through him. Reason he was pulled, that was a bad one. You can't let that in against a team like the Jets that sometimes has trouble creating offense. So Jets will take it, but Nashville is something. That's something Carter Hutton. And that's where you see why Pekka Rinne's loss is so important.
Right.
Because you don't have your top guy. You don't have a guy you're paying, you know, $7+ million a year.
You don't score 5 goals on the Nashville Predators when Pekka Rinne is in
that's
net.
That's right.
I mean, it's almost that simple. That was Little's 9th of the year. About 3 minutes later, at the 6:47 mark of the first period, Olli Jokinen gets his 3rd of the year. Assist to Evander Kane and Keaton Ellerby. The Jets won the draw. A clean win at the faceoff circle for Jokinen. That doesn't happen every day.
Yes.
Brings it back to, must have been Adam Party at the left blue line, over to the right blue line where Ellerby takes his shot. Mm-hmm. It's deflected wide by Evander Kane, manages to go and get his own rebound, and a behind-the-back pass, you know, one way or another. I'm not sure if he knew what he was doing, but a behind-the-back pass to Olli Jokinen, who's unmarked in front of the net, and he just tips it past Carter Hutton there, and it's 2-0.
Yeah, Jokinen go in the net and stick on the ice. Simple plays. Ellerby putting a nice tippable shot on the blue line, not blocked. The tips made by Kane, and as you mentioned, Kane, which he doesn't usually make a nice pass, makes a nice pass in front, gets through right to Jokinen. Nashville guy misses Jokinen in front, and there you go.
Yeah, exactly right. Another
simple play. You know, nothing too fancy today, and that's probably something the Jets coach Claude Noel will work on. Is you know. Simple plays work.
That's right. I mean, that's all.
Traffic in front.
Traffic
all that
in front.
Jazz, right?
Pucks on net. Pucks to the front of the net. Good
like
things
where,
happen.
Like, where are the goals scored from? You know, traffic in front. The first goal, there you go. Second goal, who's Jokinen's in front, right?
Yeah.
There's only so many times Kane's going to score from the blue line.
That's right. I mean, the third goal happened to be from the blue line. And as he did when he put it in the net, Dustin Byfuglien literally took the monkey and flung it off his back.
Steve Young style.
Yeah, exactly. Takes it, throws it into the crowd. He gets his first of the year finally. He's no longer going to be the NHL leader in shots on goal without putting a puck in the net.
Bad goal. Hatton can't let that in. Wasn't tipped by Tingrady. There was a screen, but not a big screen. Not a one-guy screen with no tip. You let the tip shot get by you. You don't let the shot doesn't get tipped get by you.
Well,
that's another bad goal. I mean, a slap shot from the blue line with one guy, maybe a little bit of two in front of the goalie. Carter Hutton's got to have that 3-0.
Yeah, I mean, and that was the end of the night for Carter Hutton at that point in time. He gets pulled, and they bring in, I'm going to butcher his name, Marek Mazanek.
I don't know who the hell that is.
They called him up from their AHL team. Apparently, been playing well in the AHL.
When you pay your starting goaltender with $7 million a year, you don't invest. You know, you might have some goaltenders in the system, but nothing too deep there.
No, exactly right. Nothing that you're writing.
You don't pay a guy $7 million to play 55 games, put it that way.
Exactly right. So that was at the end of the night for Carter Hutton, a rough night after he had that very good performance here at MTS Center couple weeks ago, and you know, his in front of the his friends and family that make the trip down from Thunder Bay. I'm not sure if they made the trip down tonight for that, but for their sake, I hope they didn't, because it was a rough night for him.
It was, yeah.
The Jets didn't even finish. That wasn't it for them in the first period. They made it 4-0 at the 16:45 mark of the first period. This was the nicest of the five goals tonight by far. Olli Jokinen, yes, again, wins the draw. A deliberate play. He pushes it forward. Gets behind the guy who took the draw against. I'm not sure
that's
who.
Good. It was Paul Gostad. So what happened here, Drew, is Paul Gostad is a very deliberate faceoff. He's great. I mean, his percentage is one of the tops in the league, and he's been that way for a while. One of the reasons they acquired him at the trade deadline 2 years ago. So he commits hard on a faceoff, and Jokinen really took advantage of that, because he committed hard, and Jokinen just tipped the puck through him, and because Gostad gets so damn low, Jokinen just walked around him, and Gostad's got to get in there, obviously, and he just didn't expect it. Jokinen walks around him, makes a nice pass to Setoguchi. I agree, nicest goal of the night. I thought Jokinen played a really nice game.
Yeah. He's played, he took a lot of criticism last season, but you got to give him his due. He's played pretty decently.
Oh, he's still overpaid. Still a terrible signing.
Of course.
But he played well.
Yeah, he's played well. Really, even for the past 5 or 10 games, he hasn't been as invisible as he was for weeks on end, months on end last season.
I agree.
So this was a nice play. Like you said, poke it through Gostad over to Setoguchi. Setoguchi puts it in the back of the net. That's his fourth goal of the season. It's 4-0 for the Jets after 20 minutes, and all is well here at the MTS Center. Mm-hmm. No scoring in the second period. You can talk about the pressure of the game or who had the better play.
Second period was
pretty dull.
Was pretty dull. The rest of the game was pretty dull.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when it's a 4-0 lead. I mean, credit.
No, I agree, Drew. I mean, you get 4-0 lead against a team that can't score for the most part, and you're doing great.
Yeah,
Jets came out. They played a really good first period, which has been a problem in some games this year. And
three straight games now that they have scored first.
Right. I mean, that was a problem earlier in the year, and they're starting to come around. I mean, the odds are they're going to be a little better in that regard, and they played really well. And I thought, Pavlik was very solid. Obviously, Nashville put up 40 plus shots. Many of those. Those happen when you have a huge lead and you're just defending it. But Pavlik made some real nice saves on the power play, a huge slap shot by Shea Weber, good glove hand. Rob Gabriel Bork on a bad Bogosian turnover.
Mm-hmm. On a breakaway there.
Yeah, so I mean, Pav was great. First star and for a good reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Good for him. He's had a couple of rough outings. It should hopefully, he played well. If the Jets end up having two goalies,
I'll tell you one thing. We'll talk about tomorrow, but I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Pavlik's a hell of a lot better goalie when he's got defense clearing the rebounds.
Well, yeah, exactly right. Yeah. When he's not having to make second and third saves, you're right. He'll make the first save for the most part. It's the second and third ones that he's going to run into some trouble with, as most goalies in the NHL will. The Jets rounded out the scoring. It was at the 9:53 mark of the third period. Brian Little, his second of the game, is 10th of the year now, so he's into double digits.
Yeah.
Looks like, it's just based on the way he's playing, it looks like he could be 25, 30 goals.
As of now, you have to say it's probably looking likely.
Yeah, exactly. And if you had told the Jets at the beginning of the year you're going to get 30 goals from Brian Little, and he hasn't done that since his rookie year when he got 31, they would have taken that and said thank you very much. But anyways, Brian Little gets
playing the wing there too, not playing center, which is...
Not playing center
in that first year.
That first year, right. He gets his second of the game, his 10th of the year, as I mentioned. It's a 2-on-1. Andrew Ladd with a good low shot.
Yep.
Big rebound, too little, and he puts it top shelf on Mraznik or whatever the hell the guy is. Mazanek, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Sorry, Marek, if your family is listening, or Merrick, whatever. Anyways, 5-0 Jets.
What are you, Don Cherry?
Yeah. I'm the left wing Don Cherry. How about
you
that?
See Aaron Ward the other night on TSN on the Wednesday night, say, talking about the Hall of Fame and saying, the goalies Hasek, Berger, and Roy?
No, it's missed that.
Come on, Aaron. Come on.
Is it Roy?
Yeah, Roy.
Roy? Maybe it was a different Patrick Roy.
Yeah, maybe.
Somebody that lesser known
Anyhow,
goaltender.
Good win for the Jets.
Yeah.
Game was pretty boring, but it was a good game.
Yeah, you know what?
Good game for the win. I mean, the game...
First period was good for
game
the fans.
Was, I mean, it was great. You're always happy when you win. I mean, the Jets lose that game 5-0. Nobody ever talks about it again. They win 5-0, and you're talking about it. But the quality of the play on the ice wasn't anything great. I had two non-playoff teams.
That's pretty much it. It's two non-playoff teams.
I don't mean to be blunt,
teams.
But that's just how I saw it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're wrong. I mean, Nashville's played better this year. Their record is actually pretty decent. But,
They're not going to give you most efforts like tonight. I mean, they didn't give up. They had 40 shots, but... the workmanlike, and they're going to keep battling. But I mean, there's not a ton of talent on that squad.
No, and it's very.
You know, people talk about Nashville and say, you know, there's not a lot of talent, and there really hasn't been. There's been periods of time when they've had a lot more talent than they do now. Jason Arnott, Steve Sullivan, Paul Kariya.
Jason Arnott tomorrow. He'll be on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Fitting.
So. Yes, there you go. Upon his retirement, so he's going to join us tomorrow on Illegal Curve. Much more breakdown of this game tomorrow, starting at 12 noon on TSN 1290. Also joining us to preview the Sharks Jets game, David Pollock of the San Jose Mercury News. No relation?
No. David Pollock does not spell his name with an A and a K, and we have a K, but a C and an O.
I don't even know what you just said.
I don't know either.
Anyways, that's a lot of C's, K's, and O's
related,
right there.
He's related to me as much as you're related to Howie Mando.
Yeah, fair. That's good. But with all the C's and O's and K's you just said, I'm going to go for a cookie. It's for my colleague Richard Pollock, for Michael Remus. I'm the host of the Illegal Curve postgame podcast, Drew Mandels. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow at 12 noon.